On Tuesday, New Hanover County published online the 6 proposals it received regarding the possible future of New Hanover Regional Medical Center. County commissioners are slated to decide on one of the proposals, or not, later this year. It's been 9 months since New Hanover County commissioners began the process of exploring the future of the medical center. Sell, merge, or remain independent. 6 organizations have made a pitch to New Hanover County. You can read their executive summaries at whqr.org and explore the full proposals. They are Atrium Health, Duke Health, along with Bon Secours HealthSpan, HCA Healthcare, Novant Health, and UNC Health. All but one are nonprofits. Let's start with Atrium. Atrium's proposal is a 30-year lease, at which point that healthcare system takes ownership of NHRMC in full. Chris Coudray is New Hanover County Manager and a member of the Partnership Advisory Group.
At least I individually as a member was not expecting that the majority of the proposals would speak to full integration.
Can you say a bit more about what full integration means?
More or less an asset acquisition, either through a long-term lease arrangement with Atrium or some of the others where there is an actual exchange of assets at a point in time at closure.
Next up is Duke Health, Chris Coudray.
Duke's proposal is about establishing New Hanover Regional Medical Center as an anchor of a Duke healthcare system writ large. It's about establishing a fundamental high, not that it's not high quality, but expanding on and making it the second anchor of the Duke healthcare system.
So it becomes part of the Duke healthcare system?
It does. Yeah. But so, one of only a couple of hospitals that Duke operates.
Right.
So do we consider that just an outright purchase?
That is an asset acquisition, yes.
All of the proposals emphasized maintaining and expanding the quality of care at NHRMC and to varying degrees maintaining local control. All have some flexibility built into their proposals. The third is Bon Secours HealthSpan. HealthSpan is the non-Catholic arm of Bon Secours. NHRMC CEO John Gizdick and PAG co-chair Barb Beener.
That was an acquisition.
Yeah, so that was a pretty straightforward acquisition proposal.
But so, into their non-Catholic division, which is a distinction that raised concerns from at least one onto our website, because Catholic could, if it was a Catholic-run hospital, it would limit some of the services that could or would be provided. Whereas HealthSpan, HealthSpan is their non-Catholic division of operating hospitals.
The first three we have described are all nonprofit medical systems. 5 of the 6 are nonprofit. HCA Healthcare is a for-profit operator of healthcare facilities based in Nashville. It manages more than 200 facilities. It's also pitching an acquisition. PAG co-chair Spence Broadhurst says HCA, like the others, supports the strategic plan.
I think the majority of the 6 proposals.
I think it's fair to say that the majority of the proposals addressed most areas of our strategic plan, some more fully than others,
right.
Some in some areas and others, but I think they all had great respect for and addressed our strategic plan. I think that speaks highly of our trustees and the work they've done to create that strategic plan. I think
Novant Health is also in the game. Chris Coudray and John Gizdick.
Again, establishing New Hanover as an anchor of the Novant healthcare system.
They were the one that probably fleshed out the most options. So their initial proposal is the asset purchase that Chris mentioned. They also fleshed out a joint venture model as well as a management agreement model. So while others, Duke and others, mentioned alternative models to their preferred model, Novant did flesh out some of those other models in detail as well.
Lastly, the UNC healthcare system, Chris Coudray and PAG member Dr. Joseph Pino.
Amplifying an existing partnership. It's a partnership that affords the county, the community, to retain full ownership, but partner with the UNC healthcare system in a way that's more aggressive than what's happening now with the School of Medicine.
Right, focused on the academic side of things. So it is purely an academic partnership around potentially expanding the School of Medicine and other healthcare-related academic programs in the region.
Again, all the proposals have some flexibility built into their pitches. Nothing is set in stone, and commissioners can ask questions and ask for clarifications. A decision, a recommendation to the county, is expected later this year. The next virtual meeting is May 7th. Vince Winkle, WHQR News.